expecting new aggression from our neighbor, namely Rwanda, from 15th of this month. And for the third time, we have had a massive attack that was near Goma, the capital city of North Kivu province. They attempted to capture Goma by Rwandese and their ally of M23 failed due to resistance from Congolese army that enjoyed also full support from MONUSCO troops in order to protect the civilian population in our territory. But Goma is still under full control of the government of the DRC, and the governor and local authorities and even the higher command of our army, they are all in Goma to defend our country.
What can you tell us, Mr. Minister, about this report, United Nations helicopters fire on the rebel positions?
Yes, this is a way to protect civilian populations because those guys are killing, destroying, raping, as many from NGOs, from United Nations, from governmental agencies have shown. It would be a nightmare if they enter in a town like Goma with millions of people. So it is the duty of the UN force to prevent such a situation and stop them entering Goma, because if they enter there, we will lose thousands or hundreds of thousands of lives. That is why they interfered in conformity with their mandate.
Mr. Minister, what do you think is responsible for this renewed fighting? After all, there's been some kind of a ceasefire for at least the last 3 months. What's responsible for this new fighting?
We are going to resist to anybody who is trying to come in our house, in our country, to attack us. We don't have other way of responding to such barbarity than to resist it. We are in our territory. We didn't stop anybody. Some people are taking themselves as God, I don't know why, to cross our border, to attack us. The only way for us is to resist, and we are resisting. I don't see any other thing to say.